This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, the director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And today we want to talk about an issue that probably faces most parents. I know we in our shelters have to deal with clients with children, and there are parenting issues that come up, and we're seeing more and more cases where, you know, the parents are just lacking in the ability to do the right things at the right time with their kids. And when you think about it, I guess, Samantha, it's kind of normal because we only grow up with one set of parents, and that's our role model.
Right. And frequently, the folks who come to our shelters have grown up in families that were dysfunctional, and they were being mistreated, and that's why they turned to partners who mistreated them. So we're dealing with a vicious cycle. And while they're in the shelter, we do try to intervene and kick in as many new skills as possible.
And sometimes I know we send our clients over for parenting training. There are organizations here in town that can help with that sort of thing. So, but anyway, we'll give you some numbers at the end of the program if you want more information or want to engage yourselves in some therapy or some training on how to be a better parent. There are people in the area that can help. But let's talk about, you know, just some of the issues that we face with raising kids, and let's talk about maybe starting with the infants. And
yeah, starting off in infancy, when I talk to high school students, I remind them before they even start having children that when they have their first baby, especially if they're young and frustrated, that you never, never shake a baby, ever. There's something called shaken baby syndrome. And from the time a child is born up until about 2 years old, it's very, very dangerous to shake a child because the brain will slosh around in the cranium, the skull, and can be damaged. And you can have blindness. The eyes can be damaged. So it's definitely a no-no. Walk away if you get frustrated. Never shake your baby. The baby's not crying deliberately to frustrate you. The baby's crying because it's a baby.
Well, give us a technique or two about how to deal with a young infant that's out of control.
Well, when the baby is crying, a rule of thumb is it's usually, of course, needs its diaper changed, or it's hungry, or it could just be frustrated because it has a tummy ache. But if you're getting frustrated where you feel like you're going to throw the child against the wall or shake it, walk away, calm down, call an older person, somebody that you trust. It's not going to kill the baby to cry and cry and cry, but it will kill the baby if you shake the baby to shut it up. So, you know, walk away, calm down. But we would be willing to pass some articles on to you about what to do or be willing to talk to you or put you in with someone. If you have a little baby and you're very frustrated, then there's all kinds of things you can do to avoid from hurting the baby.
Now, when the children get a little bit older and become toddlers, there are some, I guess, better techniques that we can use in terms of disciplining children, right?
Yeah, to avoid corporal punishment, or corporal punishment means using a physical means of discipline, like spanking the child or bringing out the belt, that kind of thing. The state of North Carolina does allow corporal punishment, as long as you don't leave a long-lasting mark on the child. But sometimes people go overboard, and even though North Carolina allows it, you can really hurt your child that way. So and during the, like, terrible twos, and I noticed with my child, the terrible twos made it into three and four. That's a time when the child is learning to be independent, and they're telling you no or shaking their head. They're not doing that to deliberately be mean or become a little tyrant. It's a developmental stage where they're learning how to express their independence. So that can be a very frustrating time, and they're not doing it deliberately.
Well, we're going to talk some more about this next week when we continue this discussion, but I know you have a couple of positions coming open at Family Violence Coalition, and you might want to just mention that you've got
some
opportunities.
Our shelter manager position is available, and that position is from 8:30 in the morning until about 5 in the afternoon. If anybody is interested in that position, please call me at 208-2981. That's my cell phone, and I'll be glad to talk with you about a resume, that type of thing. And then the overnight shelter manager position is available, and that person needs to be at the shelter by 9:30, 10 o'clock, and stay until 8 or 8:30 the next morning, and that position is also available. So if you're interested, it will be in the Yancey newspaper starting this week. But please feel free to call as well.
And if you've got issues and you want to discuss with someone about issues that we're talking about or other problems that you have, you can call at Mitchell County Safe Place. Our 24-hour hotline is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.